Something I do wonder. I believe it's a problem, but it is a low crime city, so therefore problems are.
It's all relative, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. No, that's true.
You wouldn't say big bothering problem in London.
But then he did say. Oh, by the way, hello, Audio Boo, but I'll come back to you in a moment. Just hold on. Just listen in.
He did say
he had a tour and had two people within 10 minutes. Now
I know, but yeah,
and would a local's more likely to play it down than play it up?
Yeah, no, but somebody, you know, one pickpocket can easily do two in a tour of 30.
And also, I mean, I was reading somewhere, I can't remember where it was. Somebody saying, oh, there were these people who were wearing their best gold necklaces and somebody came and grabbed them off their necks, and so thinking, yeah, okay, so you're going to wander around Sarajevo with all your best jewellery on, saying, I'm really rich and you're not, basically.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a bit odd.
But maybe a camera does that too, so I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, also, it's like anywhere. My sister knows somebody who got mugged 3 times a week in Brixton. I've been to Brixton.
Well, you know, I've always been very wary of Brixton.
You know what I mean?
I do know.
You get unlucky.
It's true, and it's never a problem to me. When I first, you know, in the past when going to London, you know, before I moved there, I was ultra careful, always had a. Money belt, etc., and you know, small amounts of money on me and that sort of thing. And now I'm as complacent as anybody else. Yeah. I probably don't actually carry that much cash, but that's mainly because I don't get round to getting it.
Nobody carried that much.
Anyway, Audio Boo, we are in a restaurant called Very D-V-E-R-I. Which is a recommendation of our guide, who we've just had a tour from, and we'll come back to him, Nino. I was going to say Nemo, but that's a... I think it's Nino. N-E-N-O.
Yeah,
Nino.
Nino.
Nino. Nino. Yeah, I haven't quite got Bosnian pronunciation.
Nino.
Nay,
no, I think.
Which sounds like. So if nay is no, then.
Yeah.
It's no.
Which he certainly wasn't.
He wasn't, no. Well, but we'll come back to him. So this was a recommendation of his when I first arranged our tour and said, could you recommend somewhere for our first night meal? It's meant to be sort of classic Bosnian, meant to do amazing bread, and we're going to discover that in a moment, hopefully. We have here beer.
Zvolta.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
What was thank you? Remind me what thank you was.
Fala.
Oh, sorry?
Fala.
There was an H in there somewhere.
So you think there's an H in it?
Yeah.
I've always heard it was Fala.
You see,
it
I was
might
told.
Be
Havala?
No.
Havala. He said it when he took our order. But I can't remember what
it is. I always say it's Fala, so we'd probably have...
I'll ask. So what have we been delivered anyway?
Bread and cheese.
Bread and cheese. Okay, splendid. Is the cheese cut up, or do we need to cut it up? Or?
Cheese is in like cubes, but there's a model on the side. So
okay.
Just stick to the side near the cheese.
Okay, fine. I will do that. Is the bread cut up as well?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't think so anyway, so I'll try and do
that. Do you need to just rip it apart? Or?
Try.
Is it,
I'm gonna try.
You're gonna try. Okay. So where's the cheese? Oh, there's the bread.
It's not easy, but it can be done, yeah.
The ripping?
Yeah.
Should I have a go at it?
Yeah. You'll probably do a mud better than me. So yeah, it's...
It comes away, like that.
Yes. Yes, it's not easy to get an entire section, so you haven't quite got it.
Yes,
but
it doesn't matter. But there we go. There's a bit for you. Nice little bit.
Then we got the
color. So where's the cheese? Sorry.
Cheese is more towards the middle of the table. Yep.
About there.
Yep. That's cheese.
I mean, if you stick to that side, so you don't come anywhere near.
Is it actual pieces of tomato?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
The cheese will be soft, right?
Yeah.
We have olive oil and vinegar as well. What do you want?
Together or separately?
Separately.
Okay. Might have some olive oil then.
Right.
Where is
olive
it?
Olive oil is there.
Where's that?
Same part of your bed hand.
Yep. Guide the finger that's not holding the bread.
Straight ahead. The thing you're touching.
Oh, I was expecting a bowl, sorry.
No.
So I'm meant to sort of pour it on it.
Yeah, it's got a stopper.
I'll try that in a minute.
I'll do it first and take the stopper out.
I'll tell you what, actually, we have plates here. That's an easy way to do this. We move these to one side. We take that off there. Now, could you put a little bit of oil on my plate, please?
Yep. We're going to have to wait till I do mine now.
Okay.
Yeah, we just had to plug in.
Cheese is nice.
Yeah.
Bread,
bread is nice, yeah, absolutely.
Where do you want it?
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, about there?
So we've got a lot. Yeah, basically all that side of the plate from there on out.
Okay. So, since I'm still recording, the tour. What do we think?
I thought it was excellent. I thought it was exactly what it should be. Not too detailed, but not.
Yep. It started off pretty detailed, it felt, but then it sort of, as we got to know each other a little bit.
Even though it wasn't massively detailed.
No.
I thought it was about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. That plum sauce, I'm guessing.
Sorry?
Stuff I thought was vinegar is plum sauce.
Plum sauce?
Presuming this is vinegar.
Yeah,
okay.
It's
all
right. I must say, it is very nice bread. There's a cheese gun somewhere around here.
That's fine. Sorry, I'm talking to myself.
Would you do me a favour, please?
Yeah.
And put some pieces of cheese on my plate so I don't have to keep on risking this.
Okay.
Black
Okay, there's one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, perfect.
It's very tasty though. Yeah, just ignore the colour of it.
Squid ink, lovely. I have some in I had a squid ink. What did I have? Squid ink spaghetti in Venice.
Right.
And my mum sat there horrified the whole time as I ate this thing, so I think she was expecting me to end up indelibly marked.
That would be my way, Mario, isn't it? So, given you haven't eaten yet today, basically.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
How's the food going, Cam?
Very nice food. Haribo for breakfast. Bread and cheese. Starter. Very good. Cheese is very mild, actually, isn't it?
Have some mild.
It's very inoffensive, but it's nice. Are you getting on okay tearing the bread?
Yeah.
Okay. Recording. What else? Is there anything else we want to say about this tour? Any bits that struck us? I mean, I was interested in how many mosques did he say there were? There were a lot. 118. Something like that?
120 odd, yeah.
120 odd mosques.
It stopped me there with Panorama and the manager of the unit.
Yep, yep. It's well, I do the comparison with London. You know, Sarajevo is a collection of communities as opposed to a whole city.
That's the one. That's the one. Yes. But it's not just that. I think it's also kind of. It's almost like a department. What they call it is arrondissement in Paris.
It's a arrondissement, yeah.
You could split it into 100 different regions, each with its own well. Mosque. And every you went to the mosque, a bit like churches in early modern England, it's a kind of, it's a way of, it's almost a way of, controlling people is the wrong word, it's a way of maintaining the
communication lines.
Because that's how it happens, you know, everybody goes to the mosque.
Yeah, and that's where the news is broadcast, the news that they want to hear is broadcast.
Yeah.
It's where what they do and what they think is shaped, isn't it?
Yeah.
Glad we went to the large bread.
We didn't.
Did we not?
Yeah, this is
it's a small one.
Because he said the small one was big enough for two.
Oh, I thought you said it's not, but you're big enough for what? I don't know, anyway.
No, because you said large, small will fit.
Okay,
all
right, fair enough.
And we have a tuna steak and a Solomon steak. It's all fresh from this store. Or Solomon steak.
Have you heard of Solomon fish?
No.
Is it linked to St. Peter's fish?
What's that fish with St. Peter's thumb mark on it?
It's for me.
Thank you.
Linked with the thumb of St. Peter or something. Like a mark on a certain
fish. Yeah, where's St. Peter's fish? Isn't that...
Well, tell us about your adventures then.
Well, we stopped off in
Central Park. You're staying in
the same
hotel.
Alright, well, that's probably enough boo anyway. I think we've had a good taste of the city so far. I'm very happy with our choice of somewhere to come. Yeah, I mean, it got off to a slightly difficult start with our hotel issues, but I think I feel comfortable in the city walking around. It's going to utterly wreck my new cane, but never mind. The cobbles are awful, but
it's got a kind of small town feel.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, and I think we'll probably be spending our time as much in cafes and eating places as we will in museums or whatever else. And tomorrow, of course, hopefully, we should have David coming and be, I presume, going out for lunch somewhere. And excellent. Right, well, audio boo, that's it for now.
But we will be back.